Elizabeth II, in private, in public, the inside story, written and read by Robert Hardman. Preface. This is the fifth book I have written about Elizabeth II over two decades. Ahead of each one, people close to her, and in some cases related to her, have said to me, "Is there anything new to say?" To which, as it has turned out, I have always been able to reply, a very great deal. This book is no exception. It also differs from the others in one fundamental regard. This is my first book on our longest reigning monarch that is written in the past tense. Elizabeth II was very much alive, and in many ways at the height of her powers, when I was writing my previous study, Queen of Our Times. Any living biography will inevitably be open-ended, with a different mood and tone, in contrast to a retrospective portrait of a full life. Though many of us may feel that Elizabeth II has only just left the stage, as we still stumble over the national anthem, as we ask which one when someone makes mention of the Queen, the fact remains that she is now an historic figure. The reign of Charles III has been firmly established, as I have examined in my biography of the King, Charles III, The Inside Story. We can begin to view Elizabeth II through a different lens, as Britain, and much of the world, grapples with the challenge of memorialising her. A monarch fated with more jubilees than any other is now starting to accumulate posthumous milestones, starting with her centenary. That is why this book is an entirely new undertaking, written from scratch and not a compilation. It does not supersede the others, but complements them. While they all sought to answer the eternal question, what is she really like? I am confident that this book takes us nearer than ever to answering a slightly different question. What was she really like? Inevitably, some facts, anecdotes, and quotations have appeared previously, not least because many earlier interviewees are no longer available, or because a good story deserves another airing. However, there is much new material that has only emerged since her death. Many of those who have spoken in the past have also spoken afresh, with new perspectives and interpretations. If this book feels more personal, that's probably because it is. That is all reflected in the fact that this book contains more material on the latter stages of the life and reign of Elizabeth II than on her earlier years. It is quite deliberate. Her youth, her Gloriana era, and her very gradual transition to a matriarchal agelessness are a vivid and essential part of this great story. However, it is her later years which are still most keenly debated, and to which there are still many eyewitnesses. They are also years I have seen for myself. More than a third of a century has passed since I started writing on this subject, for what was only supposed to be a few days. It was, in fact, the calm before one of the greatest storms in modern royal history. At the end of that same year, I was at London's Guildhall to hear a croaky but insistent voice speak of an annus horribilis. So much for a celebration to mark the past 40 years of Queen Elizabeth II. It felt like a turning point for her monarchy, but in which direction? This is the remarkable story of her life prior to that question, and the even more extraordinary story of how she answered it. Chapter 1. A Personal View. Oh, really? The new Lord Chamberlain, Earl Peel, was not having the easiest start to his first Buckingham Palace garden party as the head of the royal household. It was his duty to escort the Queen among the 8,000 guests and introduce her to the handful picked out by the team of gentlemen ushers. As she approached the first couple, Lord Peel was given